Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. With as much as is going on these days, I have been thinking hard what I can share today that can be useful for you to know, or maybe even to get a reminder of. We never know. There's so much talk, so much negativity going on, and that does not really serve us. So I've been hearing over and over again, it doesn't matter, or this matters, or that matters, this does not, that does not, a whole bunch of things. And so I looked up the phrase mind over matter, and I just wanted to share a little bit about that, some definitions, what's going on, and how we can look at things, just to make us aware of that we can actually be in control what our mind thinks, perceives, processes, and so forth. So let me give you the phrase that actually, you know, is most used with mind over matter. It's a phrase that has been used in several contexts, such as mind-centric spiritual doctrines, parapsychology, and philosophy. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines mind as an element or complex of elements in an individual that feels, perceives, thinks, wills, and especially reasons. And it defines mind over matter as able to a situation in which someone is able to control a physical condition, problem, etc., by using the mind. I'm sure you might remember, or if not, I'm going to recap this here real quick. I had a dear friend of mine whose mind was really super duper strong. I've learned in the meantime that our mind is so powerful and it can cause illness or create health depending on how we use it. So this friend, whenever the friend got really excited, the body went paralyzed, be it from the waist up to the neck, both sides, or be it from the waist down, both legs, or be it the left side or the right side. So we never knew how this friend is going to react to any news, positive or negative. If the body didn't like it or the mind didn't like it, the body just reacted to it. So that's one very example that I still remember today, and it's been a long time ago. It's much better now. That friend has more control over the mind and over the way the body acts and reacts. But do we all? So what do scientists do, especially when they work for medications and stuff? When can a medication come out and be considered effective? Well, they have that placebo effect, which is perhaps the most well-documented example of our mind over matter. It is used by scientists the world over in medical trials. For a drug to be approved, it must demonstrate that it produces better results than a placebo or a fake drug effect. So that's why they have the control group and they have a placebo group, and nobody knows in which group they are. And some of them receive the real medication as a test, and some receive a placebo, which is as much as a sugar pill. There's really nothing in there. And depending on the outcome of that blind study, the FDA approves or disapproves the drug. I'm not saying they're doing everything correctly or I approve of everything they do, but that's the way it's tested. That's part of it. So I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, what our mind does. And then there are words that start with mind, such as mindset and mindfulness. And are they the same as mind or are they not? So let's find out together. The definition of mind over matter is the use of willpower to overcome physical problems. I don't know if it's the pill or the mind over matter, but I feel different, more about mind over matter. People also ask, what are the best examples of mind over matter? The placebo effect is perhaps the most well-documented one, and that's the one I just told you about. Is mind over matter a true statement? The scientific evidence for mind over matter healing is immense and long-standing. You may find this to be an incredible statement, but it is true. Skeptics will dogmatically claim that such and such study has been completely debunked. They'll scoff and often refuse to calmly read and discuss all the available scientific literature on the subject. What exactly is mind over matter? Mind over matter means the ability to overcome physical challenges through the use, determination, and willpower. The phrase mind over matter was first used in the 1860s when Sir Charles Lyell wrote The Geological Evidence of the Antiquity of Man. Lyell used the phrase to signify the evolutionary growth of human and animal minds across history. Interesting. So that's actually a very old term, already 160 years old. Do you believe in mind over matter or in reverse? Originally answered, do you believe in mind over matter? The two work in tandem. The matter before is being shaped by your mind's perception. So an inability to totally control things with your mind simply means it wants to be tested and see how its outer shell, otherwise known as you, will handle that which your mind has left you the chance to do so. Do you believe in mind over matter or in reverse? Well, why is this so important and why am I questioning this? Again, I'm going back to the very first statement that I made. Things are crazy these days. And everybody has an opinion, and the opinion affects their mind, and their mind can be influenced or not. It depends on the person and on their strength and on their willpower and everything else. So do you believe that everything we hear or see these days is true? How much of all that information presented to us is actually a fact and is true, and how much is kind of like a placebo effect on the mind that we don't think, we just listen and accept it? I mean, are we supposed to do that, or are we supposed to use our own mind to really decide, does this information serve us or does it not? And you remember probably, because I've used it so many times, I always use, when I get that information, I go, stop, Denise, stop. Think about it. Is this really true? Is this, why is this affecting me? How can I make a difference in it? What do I need to do? So again, the stop challenge choose is stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. So I see those videos. I get bombarded with videos and I do not appreciate it. I have to say so. because 95% of the ones I have received, and I'm going to be very specific about that. I don't want to blame anybody for anything, but about 95% of the ones I've received, and I had to verify because I don't send on anything to anybody unless I know it's the truth, they were all false. It was all a misinterpretation and stuff. So by me challenging my thoughts, taking my emotions and taking them under control, that helps. Then I challenge myself by thinking about, why am I feeling or acting the way I am? Is this even true? Today, this, and I'm just saying today, not only August 6th, 2020, but in this time that we are with all the trials and tribulations and the difficult times, I have to challenge my thoughts. And honestly, most of the times it's not even worth it because it's just hearsay, things that somebody overheard. And, you know, it's kind of like when you play the telephone game, you sit in a circle and the first person whispers a sentence into the next person's ear and they have to turn around and whisper what they heard into the next person's ear. And when there's, let's go for only 10 people, by the time the last person, the 10th person gets the information and has then to say it out aloud, it is nowhere close to what the first person said. And so there is no room for debate. The first person has written it down before they said it so they can prove what they said. It's been crazy, and it gets worse and worse. And again, in my case, with the stuff I receive that gets thrown into my inbox, 95% is just not true. It's fake news. It's lies. It's, as I would call it, CRAP, and it doesn't serve me. So I need to challenge my thoughts. And then I come to the choose. And I choose the behavior that supports what I really want. And what I want is not what I can always have, but what I want is peace of mind, is joy, is happiness, is something that I can have a positive influence with and help people to get better with their mindset and feel healthier and stuff. Because as I said, the mind is very powerful. It can cause illness or create health, depending on how we use it. And we've seen that with the friend that I told you about who went paralyzed, depending on the news, because it was just a little bit out of the ordinary. And the mind told the body, hey, wait a minute, that's not what I expected. You need to shut down. I need time to rethink. And I don't want people to have to do that in the sense of going paralyzed so they can rethink. I want us all to be prepared that we can do it on the spot of the moment. Now, of course, when you're driving a car, don't just slam on the brakes so you can stop. Wait till you can pull over or just do in your mind, stop that thought and analyze what's going on. Okay? So let's go over a few more mind over matter because I found some great examples and then a little bit more. So the power of the mind, intellect, reason, willpower can overcome challenges or problems in the physical world. And the example is, I know you're scared, but if you're determined to learn to drive, you'll be able to do it. Mind over matter. I know rock climbing looks impossible to many people, but it's still really just a case of mind over matter. Or figuratively speaking, you need to concentrate harder. Pay no attention to your surroundings. This is a case of mind over matter. Not sure if that works all the time. With some people it does. With some it doesn't. I'm in a couple of webinars right now where the moderator asks everybody to mute themselves, or the moderator has to do so because it is almost impossible to think, to comprehend the questions asked and answer them correctly when you are disturbed by noises, by background noise that does not fit into the thinking pattern. So I'm one of those people. When I do something or when I'm on webinars or calls or whatever, I really appreciate when everybody else is quiet except the moderator and the person he or she is talking to. That helps me to get a much clearer picture, and it holds, I mean, it stops me from having negative thoughts or getting frustrated because I can't hear or understand. It really helps. And in this case, for me, it's not mind over matter of my hearing deficit that it's not major yet, but it's minor and enough to affect me. So it makes a huge difference when everything around is quiet so I can actually hone in on the conversation and focus on that and on nothing else. Okay, let's see. There's another one. Okay. Willpower can overcome physical obstacles, as in Margaret was determined to go to the wedding, even on crutches, mind over matter. This idea was already expressed by Virgil in the Aeneid, actually circa 19 BC, as mens agitate molem, mind moves matter, and it appears in various forms in English. Another one is pain, when people say using your mind. So, is good health simply a case of mind over matter? Once your mind has fully accepted the suggestion that you are well, you immediately start feeling better. This is mind over matter. Again, I leave that open for your interpretation, whether it works for you or not. But I know for myself, again, when I decide I'm not going to focus on the pain or on something that's bugging me, because I'm a human being, I'm far from perfect, which makes actually life even more interesting. So it just really helps to think about it. And yeah, I found an article, and I actually hyperlinked that one in the transcript in here, :// succestoro.com/ mind-over-matter-quotes. So it's https://successtoro.com mind over matter quotes. And you can look at it yourself. It has some amazing information, and it has some great pictures with powerful sayings. For example, one of them says, your body can withstand almost anything. It's your mind you need to convince. And all these quotes are written by successtoro.com. Or, there will be obstacles. There will be doubters. There will be mistakes. But with hard work, there are no limits. That's another mind over matter quote. Another one that I really like is, whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you always seem to get. If you want different results in your life or work, then all you have to do is change your mind. That is so powerful. Buddha said, rule your mind or it will rule you. And the picture below is actually a chess game. And it says, it always seems impossible until it's done. Checkmate. So, let me see. I have a few more. The brick walls are there for a reason. The brick walls are not there to keep us out. The brick walls are there to give us a chance to show how badly we want something. Because the brick walls are there to stop the people who don't want it badly enough. They're there to stop the other people. That's written by Randy Pausch. And I love the one below. Pain is temporary. It may last a minute or an hour or a day or a year, but eventually it will subside and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it lasts forever. That surrender, even the smallest act of giving up, stays with me. So when I feel like quitting, I ask myself, which would I rather live with? What a great question. So we have choices. And I tell you, choices are always what we are in charge of. We make the choice whether we want to believe something negative or positive, whether we want to be happy and healthy, whether we prefer on focusing on something that serves us or something that does not serve us. For me, that's a clear one. And it was not always. I mean, just recently, like the last, I would say probably 2 years, but most definitely the very last year, I've been reading so many books for self-help, for things, for mindset, to change my way of thinking, to make myself a better person so I can be better for my clients. All these things are so important to me now. That's why I actually do like this. I don't want to focus on anything negative. And, you know, there's so many sayings out there, and I don't want to be negative. I just want to say, for me, the most important saying is, all lives matter. It's not the color. It's not the ethnicity. It's not the language. It's not the culture. It's nothing like that. It's all lives matter. We are created in a higher being's image. If you're Christian, it's in God's image. If you're something else, it's in whatever your Most High is, in his or her image. So for me, it's in God's image. That's a given. Okay. You cannot control what happens to you, but you can always control your attitude towards what happens to you. And in that, you will be mastering change rather than allowing change to master you. The picture below says, don't quit. You are already in pain. You are already hurt. Get a reward from it. That leads me to the next question. Are things right now happening to us, or are they happening for us? What's your first impression? I don't know, but from what I've been hearing and reading and seeing, I would say that a bigger percentage of humanity, things are happening to them, which does not really serve them. I've taken the time, and I know I am not the only person. I know many, many, many people who have done that. We've chosen to reflect upon this time and see how we can better ourselves, how we can reach out to people and help them in getting healthy or healthier in body, mind, and finances. Because as I've said many a times, the mind is so powerful. And if indeed it gets you to go see a doctor, what happens when you see a doctor? Most of the time, they prescribe either tests or medications. And then what happens? Most people do not have a plan that covers them 100%. Most people have actually a deductible that they have to pay out of pocket. And right now, with the way that most people, or many people, let me put it that way, many people cannot or choose not, either way, it's their choice and not mine to work right now because they're not an essential business, or because they're afraid of getting the virus, or because they should not be out there because of age and ailments that they have already. Are ways around that. And I just want to put it out here right now. At the beginning, when I introduced myself, I said, I'm a certified transformational health and wellness coach. And I am actually looking to expand my business, to partner with people so we can help more people in body, mind, and finances to get healthier, healthier. So if that's one of your choices and you would like to explore, please feel free to write me an email and put in the subject line BTR and then what you would like would like to find out more, or, you know, have suggestions, have questions, whatever. And the email address is dythomson@gmail.com. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Leave a short, precise message, including your name and phone number. Speak very clearly and let me know what it's about so I know how to respond to you in the message. And I told you, I do not answer phone calls when I don't have an appointment with the person, or I don't know who is calling. However, when you leave a message, short and precise, with name and phone number and reason for calling, I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours or sooner, depending on how busy I am right then. Because when I am with clients, I focus on them and nothing else matters except that person at that moment. So I know that you can respect that because you will expect the same from me when you and I are on the call together and we talk. So, again, this was mind over matter and kind of a little bit about mindset and how different it is. And, you know, they were referring even, I want to mention that still, in education, there has been a great deal of talk about mindset and mindfulness. However, there seems to be some confusion about these two concepts and practices. While they both start with the word mind, they are actually quite distinct. Yet, at the same time, they can actually complement each other quite effectively. So if you have any questions in regards to any of those things that I mentioned, and I only touched the surface because 30 minutes does not allow me to go very deep into everything, but the main purpose was to shed some light on some of these things, to give you permission and to encourage you to make the choice that serves you best so you can be healthy and happy. And if you want to get healthier and happier, let me know. I'll be more than happy to check it out and see if we are a fit for each other and can work together. And anyways, I am just truly looking forward to hearing from you and see what we can do. You have to be at least 18, and the upward age does not really matter because it's, again, mind over matter. We can do what we set our minds to doing, and we are all powerful. So let's use that for our best. And I wish everybody a most wonderful, happy, healthy, peaceful, joyful week. And until we talk next week, take care.